A horrible thing happened 2 weeks ago today when a gunman walked into a SunTrust bank in Florida and murdered five women. Marisol Lopez, Jessica Montague, Cynthia Watson, Deborah Cook, and Anna Pinon Williams. It barely made the headlines, so we want to check in. Tim Williams is pastor of Victory Worship Center in Plant City, Florida. Anna Pinon Williams was his brother's wife. Pastor Williams, Tim, obviously, so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share today.
Well, your thoughts on this, because it does strike us that, you know, there was a yoga studio attack in Florida, barely got covered because there's, you know, so much else going on. And because, frankly, we've gotten to the point where a shooting has to rise, you know, and your thoughts on that.
Yes. Well, even though it's not being talked about on national media, our citizens, our families, our churches, you can sense in the city and in the county this coming together, that you can walk into a restaurant and the families are being loved on, they're being served, the churches are serving them. So,
yeah, you pulled up to another bank, right? And a teller recognized you as the brother of one of the victims?
Yes, at my home bank, I was recognized by the teller, and they gathered a few of the workers inside and came to the window and expressed their condolences. And this is an hour and a half away from where the event took place. So in this area, it's still very much in people's minds and hearts.
Well, we invited your brother to speak with us. He's not ready. And you have graciously offered to do that. Anna, as you call her, a mother of seven children. They had a blended family, three of her own, stepmom to your brother's four children. And do I understand that for what? I mean, I'm sure you'd say the grace of God, he might have been there as well?
Yes. Chad was at the bank just moments before the shooter came in and brought a lunch to Anna and just had a wonderful, just a short few moments of exchanging, you know, their love for each other. And I think she mentioned something about him being the best husband in the world, and that was the last words that he heard from her as he left the bank. And then the best we can tell, within 5 or 10 minutes, the shooter entered the bank. So we're happy that the children didn't lose two parents that day. And we're happy that Chad did get a final memory that was very positive, which a lot of people don't have that privilege.
He's a former law enforcement officer. And I'm wondering if he's also suffering the, oh, what if I'd been there? Is he suffering from that as well, that maybe he could have done something?
The thought does come into his mind, and he just has to remind himself that our faith is what holds us together in times like this. And the man that committed this atrocious act, he was a trained prison guard.
Yeah, he was in training. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like he came into this place not knowing how to establish a command presence and take real advantage of this. So although my brother's former law enforcement, I don't believe that it would have made a difference for him being there, except that we may have lost him as well.
Yeah. Again, the sort of random kind of insanity of it, how do you as a pastor help your congregation with this?
Mainly by understanding that this human condition that we're facing today is absolutely nothing new. You know, I'm in no way qualified to speak to medical conditions that cause mental illness, but I am a human being who has found darkness in my own heart. And we believe that this is the main cause, is this darkness that's in humanity, that each of us bear responsibility for recognizing in ourselves and going to our Creator and asking for His light to shine in us, and so that we can love one another fully. And if we love one another, we will not be killing each other.
Well, in this case, the shooter was said by a former girlfriend to always have hated people, wanted people to die. There were a lot of questions about he had been in, you know, sent to health clinics, questions about how somebody with that background was able to buy a gun. But you're going broader, Pastor Williams. You're saying that love will conquer this. I'm betting for some of your family members, that's a big ask.
Well, this is not something new for us. Our entire family is a family of faith, and we have been for decades. So we're simply practicing what we've preached. Now, this is not to discount the pain and the sorrow and even the anger that comes when this moment happened. All of us felt all of those things, but we know that the only hope for this is for people to open up and let the light in. Mm-hmm. I believe our leaders are doing the best they can in this country. They don't always agree on the solutions to this. But in reality, we cannot legislate the human heart. And ultimately, it comes down to the decisions people make.
And by the way, our additional condolences to you. You lost your wife last year to health issues. Now your brother, also a widower. Our thoughts to both of you.
Thank you.
That's Tim Williams, pastor at Victory Worship Center in Plant City, Florida. His sister-in-law, Anna Pinon Williams, was one of five women killed in the SunTrust Bank shooting 2 weeks ago. As he said, not fated at all. Tim, Pastor Williams, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.